finish your year with your dream kitchen with help from Menards. Clearview Cabinetry offers a selection of finishes made with the finest materials and built to withstand life's sticky messes. They provide features like soft close doors and drawers and cabinet accessories to match your unique style. Don't wait to finish your projects. Save big money on Clearview Cabinets and check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening now. Save big money
at Menards. Twilight descended over Manhattan's skyline as Ilanita Rhodes, 35, sharp-eyed, commanding in her tailored navy suit, surveyed the glittering charity gala from the mezzanine. Her assistant, Marcus, 28, meticulous, approached with two champagne, flutes. "Financial Times is calling you Wall Street's most promising disruptor," Marcus whispered, handing her a glass. "The venture capital world is your oyster tonight." Elenita's gaze remained fixed on the crowd below. "I didn't build Rhodes Innovations by celebrating prematurely. Tonight's about securing the Blackwell investment, nothing else." "Speaking of Blackwell," Marcus nodded toward the entrance. "Your competition just arrived." The crowd parted as Ahia Blackwell, 38, imposing, magnetic, wearing a perfectly tailored charcoal suit, entered with an entourage of executives. His presence commanded attention, drawing everyone's gaze without effort. "He's more myth than man," Marcus continued. "Controls half the tech market, yet barely gives interviews. Tonight's a rare appearance." Elenita studied Ahia with professional curiosity. "Every empire has its foundation. I want to know what his is built on." "Careful," Marcus warned. "They say those who dig into Blackwell's affairs tend to disappear." Elenita smiled confidently. "I've never been afraid of shadows, Marcus." Later, navigating through conversations with potential investors, Elenita felt a prickle of awareness before she even heard his voice. "Ms. Rhodes," Ahia's deep voice resonated behind her. "Your reputation precedes you." Turning, Elenita met his gaze, amber eyes that seemed to glow with internal light. "As does yours, Mr. Blackwell." "Please, Ahia." His smile revealed perfect teeth. "I've been following your work in sustainable energy storage. Impressive innovations." "Thank you." She maintained eye contact, refusing to be intimidated. "Though I'm surprised you found time to notice, given Blackwell Enterprises' aggressive expansion." "I always make time for worthy adversaries." He tilted his head, studying her. "Or potential allies." Their conversation flowed with surprising ease, two minds equally matched in ambition and intelligence. As they spoke, Elenita noticed peculiar details. The slight tension in his posture when the room grew crowded, his imperceptible flinch at sudden noises, the way his eyes scanned exits periodically. "You seem perpetually vigilant," she observed. "Hazard of success?" Something shifted in his expression. "Let's just say I've learned to be aware of my surroundings." Their conversation was interrupted by an elderly man approaching. Ojin Whitefeather, 70s, dignified, wearing traditional jewelry with a modern suit. "Ahia," Ojin greeted, placing a hand on Ahia's shoulder. "The council awaits." A flicker of annoyance crossed Ahia's face before he regained composure. "Elenita, allow me to introduce my advisor, Ojin Whitefeather." Ojin's weathered hand clasped Elenita's. "A pleasure." His grip was surprisingly strong, his gaze penetrating. "You carry old energy in a young soul." Before she could respond to the cryptic comment, Ahia intervened. "We should continue our conversation another time, Elenita. Perhaps dinner next week?" "I'd like that," she replied, watching as they departed, Ojin whispering urgently to Ahia. Hours later, as the event wound down, Elenita discovered a small carved wooden token on her table, an intricate wolf design with amber eyes that matched Ahia's. Turning it over, revealed an inscription. "When the moon reveals truth, shadows become substance." Intrigued, she slipped it into her pocket, unaware of Ojin observing her from across the room, his expression unreadable. The next morning, Elenita researched Blackwell Enterprises, finding the expected public information: spectacular growth, innovative technologies, philanthropic endeavors, but nothing personal about its enigmatic founder. Digging deeper, she discovered unusual patterns. Company retreats synchronized with lunar cycles, properties in remote wilderness areas, a surprising focus on conservation of wolf habitats. A knock interrupted her research. Her assistant entered with a package. "Delivered by courier," Marcus said. "No return address." Inside, Elenita found an antique leather-bound journal and a note in elegant script. "To understand the present, one must first comprehend the past. Dinner tomorrow, 8 p.m. A." Opening the journal, she discovered it was written in a language she didn't recognize, with intricate drawings of wolves, moon phases, and what appeared to be transformation diagrams. One illustration showed a human figure becoming a wolf beneath a full moon. Her phone rang. An unknown number. "Ms. Rhodes," came Ojin's distinct voice. "I would advise caution with what you've received." Elenita stiffened. "How did you—" "Some paths once walked cannot be abandoned," he continued. "Before you dine with Ahia tomorrow, ask yourself, are you prepared for truths that will forever alter your perception of reality?" Before she could respond, he added, "The Blackwell family guards its secrets fiercely. If you continue, you step into a world where corporate power is merely the surface of something primal." The line went dead, leaving Elenita staring at the journal's illustrations, the carved token heavy in her pocket. Outside her office window, dark clouds gathered, obscuring the afternoon sun, casting her reflection against the glass. For a moment, her eyes seemed to gleam with an unusual light. Fascination. Discovery came in fragments for Elenita as she prepared for dinner with Ahia. The journal, while mostly indecipherable, contained dates stretching back generations, the earliest entries from 1843. Photos showed Blackwell ancestors in various wilderness settings, all bearing striking resemblances to Ahia himself. Her doorbell rang precisely at 8. Ahia stood in her hallway, now in casual elegance, a charcoal cashmere sweater and dark jeans that somehow retained his commanding presence. "Not what I expected," she admitted, gesturing to her penthouse. "The minimal decor?" he asked, surveying her sleek, uncluttered space. "That you'd come personally, without drivers or security." His smile revealed nothing. "Some conversations require privacy." Instead of a restaurant, he drove them to his private helipad. Within minutes, they were airborne, Manhattan's lights shrinking beneath them. "Where exactly are we going?" Elenita asked over the helicopter's hum. "My sanctuary," he replied. "Sometimes understanding requires context." They landed at a secluded estate in the Adirondacks, a stunning modern structure of glass and stone that seemed to emerge organically from the mountainside. Floor-to-ceiling windows framed vast wilderness, with the waxing moon illuminating forests stretching to the horizon. Over dinner prepared by an unseen chef, they spoke of business, technology, and sustainable futures. Elenita noted how Ahia avoided direct questions about the journal or token, steering conversations toward the present. "You're evading," she finally stated, setting down her wine glass. "The journal, the inscriptions, Ojin's warning. Why show me these things if not to explain them?" Ahia's expression darkened. "Ojin contacted you? He suggested I reconsider dining with you. And yet here you are." His amber eyes studied her. "Why?" "Curiosity," she answered honestly. "Something about you defies conventional explanation, Ahia. You're a puzzle with pieces that shouldn't fit together but somehow do." He stood abruptly. "Walk with me." They moved through glass doors onto a terrace overlooking forest bathed in moonlight. The night was alive with sounds, rustling leaves, distant howls. "What do you know of legacy, Elenita?" he asked, looking toward the woods. "Not wealth or corporations, but blood legacy." "My parents died when I was young," she replied. "Legacy wasn't a concept I had luxury to contemplate." "Mine stretches back centuries," he said quietly. "The Blackwell name carries responsibilities beyond business." "The journal mentions transformation," she ventured. "And Ojin referred to primal power." Ahia tensed. "Myths exist in every culture about humans with dual natures. Most dismiss them as primitive superstition." "And you?" His gaze locked with hers. "What if they weren't myths? What if certain bloodlines carried genetic memory of a time when humanity was closer to nature, when transformation wasn't metaphorical but literal?" Before she could respond, a howl pierced the night. Closer, more distinct. Ahia's expression shifted, his posture becoming alert, almost predatory. "We have visitors," he murmured, eyes scanning the tree line. From the forest emerged three massive wolves, larger than any Elenita had seen in zoos or documentaries. They approached without fear, stopping at the edge of the terrace. Ahia moved forward, kneeling before them. The largest wolf, silver-gray with piercing eyes, approached and pressed its forehead against Ahia's. To Elenita's astonishment, Ahia spoke in a language she didn't recognize, guttural yet melodic. The wolves responded with soft whines and movements that seemed almost communicative. "What's happening?" she whispered. "Family business," he replied without turning. After another exchange, the wolves retreated into darkness. Standing, Ahia's expression was grave. "There's been a development. Come." He led her to his study. Walls lined with ancient texts, digital screens displaying surveillance of various wilderness locations. He activated a central holographic display showing thermal imaging of a forest clearing where several figures gathered around fire. "Hunters," he explained, "but not pursuing ordinary game." Elenita studied the images. "They're hunting wolves?" "They're hunting us," he corrected. "My family's protected these lands for generations. Now developers want access to resources beneath them, resources we've kept hidden." "Us?" she repeated, focusing on his slip. "You speak as if..." Ahia sighed, pressing a hidden panel revealing a concealed safe. From it, he withdrew a silver amulet inlaid with amber stones. "The Blackwell bloodline carries what science would call a genetic anomaly," he explained, placing the amulet on the table. "What indigenous cultures might call a blessing or curse." "You're telling me you're a..." She couldn't bring herself to say it. "Shifter is the term we prefer," he finished. "Though I rarely transform fully anymore. Modern life doesn't accommodate ancient natures easily." Disbelief warred with the evidence before her. "That's impossible." "So is quantum entanglement to most people," he countered. "Reality often exceeds our capacity to comprehend it." A notification flashed on his screens. "Security. Alerts from multiple locations." "They're moving faster than expected," he muttered, then turned to Elenita. "I need to contact Ojin. This knowledge puts you at risk. I shouldn't have brought you here tonight." "Why did you?" she demanded. "Why show me any of this?" His expression softened momentarily. "Because for the first time in decades, I met someone whose mind might comprehend both worlds I inhabit without fear or exploitation." Before she could respond, the lights flickered. Security systems flashed warnings. "Perimeter breach," an automated voice announced. Ahia moved with startling speed, securing the study. "Stay here. Touch nothing." After he left, Elenita examined the amulet, noting inscriptions similar to those in the journal. The amber, Stones caught moonlight streaming through windows, seeming to pulse with inner light. A hidden drawer in the desk stood partially open. Inside, she found photographs. Ahia with Ojin across different decades, unchanged despite the passing years. Most shocking was a faded photo from 1924 showing Ahia in period clothing beside a woman whose features mirrored Elenita's own. On the back, handwritten, Ahia and Eleanor Rhodes, Montana. Eleanor Rhodes, her great-grandmother's name. A sudden crash echoed from downstairs, followed by gunshots. Elenita grabbed the amulet and photos, searching for escape. Finding a concealed passage behind bookshelves, she slipped inside just as voices approached the study. "Find the research," a commanding female voice ordered. "Blackwell's secrets end tonight." Through a small opening, Elenita glimpsed a striking woman directing armed men. Valeria Marchand, 40s, elegant but ruthless. "Remember," Valeria continued, "we need him alive. The others are expendable. Trapped in darkness, clutching." Evidence of impossible truths about Ahia, and now apparent connections to her own past, Elenita felt foundations of her rational world crumbling. The amulet in her hand grew warm, amber stones glowing faintly with internal light. Outside, clouds parted, revealing the moon. Its light streamed through a small window in her hiding place, illuminating the amulet and photographs. As moonlight touched her skin, a strange sensation began, a tingling that started in her fingers and spread upward, awakening something long dormant. Her senses sharpened suddenly, scents, sounds, and awareness expanding beyond human limitations. She could hear heartbeats through walls, smell fear and gunpowder, feel vibrations of movement throughout the structure. In that moment, Elenita understood with terrifying clarity. Ahia hadn't revealed his world to her by chance. He'd recognized something in her that she herself had never known existed. Revelations. Heightened awareness flooded Elenita's senses as she remained hidden in the passage. Through enhanced hearing, she tracked movements throughout the house. Valeria's team methodically searching rooms. Ahia engaged in combat somewhere below. The distant howls of wolves approaching. From the forest. The amulet pulsed against her palm, its amber stones synchronizing with her accelerated heartbeat. Fighting rising panic, she examined the photographs again. Her great-grandmother Eleanor with Ahia, unchanged by time. The implications seemed impossible, yet the evidence was literally in her hands. When gunfire intensified downstairs, Elenita made her decision. Following the hidden passage, she emerged in a secluded corner of the ground floor. The scene was chaos, furniture overturned, windows shattered. Two of Valeria's men lay unconscious near the terrace doors. She spotted Ahia cornered by three armed men, his movements inhumanly fast, yet constrained by their coordination. Blood stained his shoulder, but his eyes burned with amber intensity. Without conscious thought, Elenita grabbed a heavy bronze sculpture and struck one attacker from behind. The impact sent him sprawling, creating enough distraction for Ahia to overtake the others. "You should have stayed hidden," he growled, voice deeper than human. "Apparently helping you is genetic," she countered, showing him the photograph. Recognition flashed across his face before he pushed her toward the rear exit. "We need to reach the forest, now." Outside, moonlight bathed the landscape. Ahia moved with predatory grace despite his injury, leading her into dense woods. Behind them, shouts and flashlight beams indicated pursuit. "Eleanor was your great-grandmother?" he asked as they ran. "Yes," Elenita confirmed. "How is that possible? You haven't aged." "Shifter longevity. We age, but differently." They reached a clearing where Ojin waited with several tribal members. The elderly man's expression darkened seeing Elenita. "You've exposed her," he accused Ahia. "She was already exposed," Ahia countered. "Look at her eyes." Ojin examined Elenita closely, then inhaled sharply. "Eleanor's bloodline. We thought it had diminished. "What's happening to me?" Elenita demanded. "Awakening," Ojin explained. "Your dormant heritage responding to moonlight and the amulet. Eleanor was like us, a shifter. She chose to leave the pack, suppress her nature, live as human." "That's impossible," Elenita insisted. "My family's completely ordinary." "Not ordinary," Ahia corrected. "Just unaware. Eleanor took our secrets with her when she left." Gunfire interrupted their conversation. Valeria's team had found them. "We have no choice," Ojin decided. "Ceremony circle, now." They ran, deeper into the forest, reaching an ancient stone formation. Tribal members took defensive positions, while Ojin pulled Elenita to the center, where moonlight pooled directly. "Your blood remembers what your mind doesn't know," he told her, placing the amulet around her neck. "Tonight, you must choose your nature or reject it forever." "What about Valeria?" she asked, hearing approaching footsteps. "Valeria Marchand descends from hunters," Ahia explained, joining them. "For centuries, her family has tracked shifters, studying our biological differences, seeking to weaponize our abilities. Her grandfather captured and experimented on Eleanor," Ojin added grimly. "She escaped, pregnant with your grandmother, choosing to suppress her shifter nature to protect her child." The revelation struck Elenita like physical pain. "Then why am I here? Why involve me?" "Because Valeria located Eleanor's descendants," Ahia said. "You were already targeted before we met. I approached you at the gala to warn you." Valeria's voice cut through the night. "How touching. A family reunion." She emerged from shadows, flanked by armed guards. Unlike her men's tactical gear, she wore elegant business attire, a silver pendant glittering at her throat. "Elenita, Rhodes," Valeria smiled coldly. "The missing piece in my collection. Your great-grandmother's DNA was incomplete in our samples. Yours will help us finish what my grandfather started." "Which is what exactly?" Elenita demanded. "Evolutionary advancement," Valeria explained. "Selective genetic therapy using shifter DNA. Imagine military applications. Soldiers with enhanced senses, accelerated healing, increased strength." "You mean weapons," Ahia growled. "You'd turn our nature into a commodity." "Progress demands sacrifice," Valeria replied dismissively. "Your kind is an evolutionary relic, magnificent but obsolete. We offer purpose." "By experimenting on us," Ojin countered. "Destroying pack structures, cultural lineages, all for corporate profit." Valeria's expression hardened. "You forget, old man, how many of your kind willingly joined us. Science offers certainty while your moon rituals offer superstition." At her signal, several figures emerged. Shifters working with Valeria, including Nathan Blackwell, 35, bearing family resemblance to Ahia. "Brother," Nathan nodded to Ahia. "Still clinging to old ways?" "Betrayer," Ahia responded, pain evident in his voice. "Pragmatist," Nathan corrected. "Marchand biotechnology offers protection, purpose. We don't hide in forests, pretending modern world doesn't exist." Elenita observed the brothers. Same genetic heritage, opposite choices. The amulet at her throat grew warmer as moonlight intensified. "Enough talk," Valeria interrupted. "Secure them all. Ms. Rhodes comes with me." As guards advanced, something shifted in Elenita, primitive awareness rising from genetic memory. The sensation that began at the house intensified, bones aching, to reshape, senses sharpening beyond human capability. "Choose now," Ojin whispered urgently. "Embrace or reject." Looking between Ahia and Valeria, between ancient heritage and modern danger, Elenita made her decision. Stepping into direct moonlight, she surrendered to the transformation pressure building within. Pain exploded through her body, excruciating yet exhilarating as bones realigned, muscles reformed, consciousness expanded. Where Elenita had stood, a wolf now crouched, sleek, powerful, with intelligent eyes that retained human awareness. Her transformation triggered others. Ahia, Ojin, and tribal members shifted simultaneously, becoming a coordinated pack in seconds. Even Nathan appeared momentarily shaken by the display. Valeria, however, remained calculating. "Magnificent," she murmured, activating something on her pendant. "But predictable." High-frequency sound waves suddenly pulsed through the clearing. Painful. To shift her hearing, disrupting their coordination, guards advanced with specialized restraints. Through disorientation, Elenita glimpsed Ahia fighting through pain to lunge at Valeria. Nathan intercepted him, the brothers locked in combat, human and wolf forms blurring as they shifted between states. Ojin touched his muzzle to Elenita's, transferring images directly to her consciousness, showing her how to access hybrid state, maintaining human thought with wolf strength. Following his guidance, she found balance between forms, enough human consciousness to resist sonic disruption while maintaining wolf physicality. She lunged at Valeria, knocking the sonic device from her hand. The clearing erupted in chaos, shifters recovering, guards retreating, Valeria shouting commands while backing toward extraction vehicles visible through trees. Nathan broke from fighting Ahia, intercepting Elenita's pursuit of Valeria. "You don't understand what's at stake," he growled, his form half-shifted. "I understand betrayal," she managed, her voice distorted between human and wolf.
"You
understand nothing," Nathan countered. "There are threats beyond hunters. Ancient enemies returning. Valeria offers protection through adaptation." Their confrontation ended abruptly as Ahia rejoined the fight. Nathan, outnumbered, retreated with Valeria's team. As engines roared in distance, Elenita struggled to return to human form. Ahia, now fully human again though bleeding from multiple wounds, approached cautiously. "Focus on your center," he instructed. "Breathe through transformation pain." Gradually, agonizingly, she shifted back, collapsing into Ahia's arms as her body reaccustomed to human shape. "What Nathan said," she gasped through lingering pain. "Ancient enemies, what did he mean?" Ahia and Ojin exchanged grave looks. "The Blackwell family guards more than transformation secrets," Ojin explained. "We maintain balance between worlds. Nathan believes science offers better protection than tradition." "Protection from what?" Elenita insisted. Ahia helped her to her feet. "There are other shifter lines, not all benevolent. Some have corrupted their nature." "Shadow packs," Ojin elaborated. "They embrace predatory aspects without human conscience, viewing humans as prey rather than kin." "They've remained dormant for generations," Ahia continued. "But recently, attacks have increased. Nathan believes Valeria's research offers defense through controlled evolution." Dawn approached as they returned to the damaged house. Elenita's body ached from transformation, her mind reeling with revelations about her heritage. Security. Teams Ahia summoned worked to restore order. In his study, miraculously untouched during fighting, Ahia accessed hidden databases, showing Elenita centuries of Blackwell history interwoven with her own family line. "Eleanor was my mate," he confessed quietly. "When hunters captured her, I believed her dead until rumors reached me of her escape. By then, she had chosen to suppress her nature, raise her daughter as human." "Why didn't you find her?" Elenita asked. "I tried." Pain shadowed his features. "But she had taken steps to mask her presence from pack sense. She chose complete separation to protect her child from both hunters and shadow packs." Ojin joined them, carrying ancient scrolls. "What matters now is your choice, Elenita. Having awakened, you cannot return to ignorance. You must decide your path." Studying their faces, Elenita realized the magnitude of her situation. Corporate ambition seemed suddenly small compared to hereditary responsibility spanning centuries. "I need to understand everything," she decided finally. "About Eleanor, about these shadow packs, about what Nathan and Valeria are really planning." Ahia nodded solemnly. "Understanding begins with ceremony. Tonight, under full moon, you'll receive pack memories, collective knowledge transferred directly through bond. Outside, tribal members prepared a ceremonial space as security teams completed their work." Elenita watched them from windows, contemplating impossible choices between worlds. Her phone rang. Marcus calling from New York, concerned about her absence. "I need you to cancel my meetings indefinitely," she instructed. "Family emergency." "Family?" Marcus sounded confused. "But you don't have..." "I do," she corrected, watching Ahia consult with Ojin. "More than I realized." As preparations continued, Elenita studied her reflection in window glass, seeing subtle changes transformation had wrought. Her eyes now held amber flecks matching Ahia's, her posture more centered, movements more fluid. Her corporate identity seemed increasingly distant, a constructed shell concealing deeper nature. Yet she couldn't simply abandon that life, those responsibilities. "You're considering returning to New York," Ahia observed, joining her. "My company employs thousands," she replied. "I can't just disappear into the forest." "No one's asking you to," he assured her. "Modern shifters balance both worlds. Some, like Nathan, believe they must choose. I believe integration is possible." Evening approached as they continued preparations. Elenita mastered basic shifting techniques under Ojin's guidance, learning to control transformations rather than being controlled by them. As moonrise neared, Ojin presented her with ceremonial clothing, leather and fabric adorned with symbols, matching journal illustrations. "Tonight you receive your ancestral memory," he explained. "Eleanor's knowledge lives in your blood. Ceremony merely awakens what already exists within you." Dressed for ritual, standing beside Ahia at Circle's edge, Elenita faced her new reality. Behind lay a life built on human ambition and rational thought. Ahead lay ancient knowledge and genetic truth. "There's something you should know," Ahia said quietly, as tribal members took positions. "Eleanor left for reasons beyond protection. There was prophecy involved. About bloodlines rejoining after three generations to face coming darkness." "You believe I'm fulfilling prophecy?" she asked skeptically. "I believe nothing happens without purpose," he replied. "You're awakening. Now, when shadow packs emerge again, when Nathan allies with hunters, timing suggests design beyond coincidence." Before she could respond, drums began. Moonlight flooded the clearing as clouds parted. Ojin approached, carrying a bowl of liquid that gleamed silver in moonlight. "Drink," he instructed. "Remember." Taking the bowl, Elenita hesitated only briefly before drinking. The liquid burned through her, not with pain, but with awakening memory. Visions crashed through her consciousness. Eleanor's experiences, choices, knowledge flooding her mind. She witnessed her great-grandmother's capture by hunters, her escape, her agonizing decision to suppress her nature to protect her unborn child. Most significantly, she saw what Eleanor had discovered among the hunters, plans spanning generations, research into shifter genetics for purposes beyond weapons development. Something deeper, more insidious, involving ancient artifacts and corrupted pack knowledge. As visions cleared, Elenita gasped for breath, supported by Ahia. "Eleanor didn't just run from hunters," she managed. "She stole something from them, knowledge they'd taken from shadow packs." Ojin's expression darkened. "What knowledge?" "Forced evolution," she replied, piecing together fragmented memories. "Not just shifting between human and wolf forms, but something else, a third state, beyond both. Ahia and Ojian exchanged alarmed glances. "The void form," Ojian whispered. "Legend speaks of it. Neither human nor beast, but something other-dimensional. Shadow Pack sought it for centuries." "That's what Valeria's really after," Elenita realized. "Not just military applications, transcendence. And Nathan believes helping her is the only protection against Shadow Pack's achieving it first." Moonlight intensified around them as this revelation settled. In distance, wolves howled, pack members signaling approach of strangers. "They're coming back," Ahia stated, shifting seamlessly to battle-ready stance. "Not Valeria," Elenita said with certainty, new awareness guiding her. "Something worse." Dark clouds suddenly obscured moonlight, unnatural shadows deepening around ceremonial circle. Temperature dropped precipitously as wind rose to howling pitch. "Shadow Pack," Ojin confirmed grimly. "They sensed your awakening. Eleanor's bloodline returning." Ahia moved protectively beside Elenita. "You're not ready for this fight." Looking toward approaching darkness, feeling Eleanor's knowledge merging with her own consciousness, Elenita understood her heritage's full weight. Not just shifter nature, but specific lineage destined to confront corruption. "I've been preparing my entire life," she realized, "just for different battles than I imagined." As shadow figures materialized at forest's edge, their forms distorted beyond natural shifter appearance, Elenita felt final pieces of her identity lock into place. Corporate strategist, newfound shifter, Eleanor's heir, all aspects of a single truth. She stepped forward to meet her destiny, eyes glowing amber in darkness, the amulet at her throat pulsing with ancient power. Convergence. Emerging from forest darkness, the Shadow Pack materialized, seven figures whose forms seemed to absorb surrounding light. Unlike natural shifters, they existed in permanent half-state, humanoid bodies with elongated limbs, wolf-like features distorted by unnatural angles, eyes gleaming with cold intelligence. Their leader, Morrigan, ageless, female, radiating malevolence, approached the ceremonial circle. Where moonlight touched other shifters with silver illumination, shadows clung to her like living fabric. "The prodigal bloodline returns," Morrigan's voice rasped like stone on metal. "Eleanor's descendant finally awakened." Tribal members formed protective formation around Elenita, while Ahia and Ojin moved forward to confront the intruders. "You violate sacred territory," Ojin declared. "Return to your hunting grounds." Morrigan's laugh chilled the air. "We go where prophecy leads, old one. The third state awakens soon. We merely claim our place in coming evolution." "There is no third state," Ahia countered. "Only corruption of natural balance." "Says the shifter who betrayed his brother," Morrigan taunted. "Nathan understands inevitability. Why resist transcendence when you could embrace it?" Elenita stepped forward despite Ahia's warning gesture. "What exactly is this third state?" Morrigan's attention focused on her with predatory intensity. "She doesn't even know." Her smile revealed two sharp teeth. "Your great-grandmother stole knowledge without understanding its value. The third state transcends physical limitation. Neither human nor beast, but pure energy form, untethered from mortality." "Void form isn't transcendence," Ojin countered. "It's dissolution, sacrificing consciousness for power." "Ancient perspectives from dying traditions," Morrigan dismissed. "The future belongs to those willing to evolve." Tension escalated as Shadow Pack members circled wider, seeking weakness, in defensive formation. Elenita felt Eleanor's memories surging within her, fragments of knowledge about the Shadow Pack and their centuries-long quest for the void form. Through genetic memory, she recognized Morrigan from encounters generations ago. "You hunted, Eleanor," Elenita stated, certainty in her voice, "before the human hunters captured her." Morrigan's expression flickered with surprise. "Memory transfer already complete? Impressive. She circled closer. Yes, I tracked Eleanor for decades. She possessed what we sought, the final component for transcendence. The Cipher Stone, Elenita said, the term emerging from ancestral knowledge. Ojin and Ahia exchanged alarmed glances. Where did you hear that name? Ahia demanded. Eleanor knew, Elenita replied, eyes fixed on Morgan. She stole research about it from the hunters, then hid both knowledge and stone where neither hunters nor shadow packs could find them. Morgan's patience visibly thinned. Enough reminiscence. Eleanor hid the Cipher Stone with her bloodline, encoded in genetic memory, accessible only through full transformation under specific lunar conditions. Her gaze intensified. Conditions like tonight's ceremony. Understanding dawned on Elenita. The timing wasn't coincidental. Her awakening, the ceremony, the Shadow Pack's appearance, all converged because tonight's rare lunar alignment made Eleanor's hidden knowledge accessible. You've been waiting for this moment, she realized. For generations, Morrigan confirmed. Nathan's alliance with the hunters provided final confirmation. Eleanor's descendant located, the bloodline intact. Ahia moved protectively toward Elenita. You won't touch her. We don't need to, Morrigan smiled coldly. The hunters approach with technology to extract what we seek. Convenient alliances. As if summoned by her words, distant engines rumbled through forest, Valeria's team returning with reinforcements. You're working with Valeria? Elenita asked, pieces connecting. Temporarily, Morrigan acknowledged. Her extraction technology serves our purpose. Afterward, well, prey remains prey. Ojin began urgent preparations, directing tribal members to defensive positions while continuing ceremonial arrangements. We must complete the memory transfer, he told Elenita, before hunters arrive. That's exactly what they want, Ahia objected. If shadow packs obtain partial knowledge through hunter technology, consequences would be catastrophic, Ojin countered. Complete transfer gives Elenita all safeguards Eleanor embedded. Caught between approaching threats, Elenita made her decision. Continue the ceremony. As preparations resumed, Ahia organized defense against both incoming threats. Moonlight intensified as clouds parted fully, revealing rare celestial alignment Eleanor had anticipated generations earlier. Morrigan watched with calculated patience. We'll allow the ceremony to complete. The knowledge will be easier to extract when fully manifested. Tribal drums resumed as Ojin guided Elenita to the circle's center. Shadows and moonlight battled across ceremonial grounds while Ahia's pack took defensive positions. Focus on Eleanor's presence within you, Ojin instructed. The final memories await release. Elenita closed her eyes, surrendering to the ritual. Sensations intensified. Moonlight burning through skin, ancestral knowledge uncurling in her consciousness. She glimpsed the Cipher Stone through Eleanor's eyes. Not physical, but conceptual. A mathematical equation encoded in neural patterns that could unlock the barrier between physical and energy states. Eleanor hadn't hidden an object but knowledge, fragmented across bloodline generations, accessible only when reunited under specific conditions. As revelation crystallized, vehicles burst through forest perimeter, Valeria's team arriving with advanced equipment. Nathan led them, his expression conflicted upon seeing the shadow pack. You didn't mention this alliance, he challenged Valeria. Strategic necessity, she replied smoothly, surveying the scene. Morrigan's pack provides crucial historical context for our research. Nathan's gaze found Ahia across the clearing. Something unspoken passed between brothers. Recognition of lines crossed. Within the ceremonial circle, Elenita's transfer reached critical stage. Eleanor's final memories surged forward, not just information about the Cipher Stone, but understanding of its purpose and danger. The third state wasn't evolution, but corruption. Consciousness fractured to access dimensional energy, sacrificing humanity, for power. Eleanor had dismantled the knowledge, hiding components where they could never be reassembled, except through her bloodline under specific conditions she believed would never align. As transfer completed, Elenita gasped. Back to awareness. Morrigan and Valeria approached from opposite directions, converging on the ceremonial circle. Extraction team, prepare neural interface, Valeria commanded technicians unloading equipment. Touch her and die, Ahia warned, shifters forming barrier around Elenita. Valeria remained unperturbed. Always dramatic, Ahia. We're not barbarians. Extraction is non-invasive, merely uncomfortable. She won't survive complete extraction, Morrigan noted dispassionately. The knowledge is too integrated with her consciousness now. Acceptable loss for evolutionary advancement, Valeria replied. Nathan stepped forward, uncertainty evident. That wasn't our arrangement. No casualties. You promised controlled adaptation, not sacrifice. Plans evolve, Valeria dismissed him. Sometimes progress requires difficult choices. Elenita struggled to process overwhelming information flooding her consciousness while assessing tactical situation. Eleanor's memories provided context, but not immediate solutions to their predicament. I know what Eleanor hid, she announced, gaining everyone's attention. But extraction won't work. The knowledge isn't stored conventionally. It's quantum encrypted across cellular structures, accessible only through conscious activation. This partial truth bought precious seconds as Valeria consulted technicians about equipment modifications. Elenita used the distraction to communicate urgently with Ahia and Ojin. Eleanor fragmented the cipher stone knowledge for a reason. Fully assembled, it's catastrophically dangerous. It doesn't create transcendence, but annihilation. How do we destroy it? Ahia asked. We can't, she replied. It's knowledge, not physical. But Eleanor created a failsafe, a counter-equation, that neutralizes the cipher stone's effect. Ojin's expression darkened. Where is this counter-equation? Here, Elenita touched her temple. But also there. She nodded toward Ahia. Split between bloodlines, half in Eleanor's descendants, half in her mate's line. Together, they create balance. Understanding dawned on Ahia's face. That's why she left. Not just to protect our child, but to separate the knowledge components. Their revelation was interrupted as Valeria's patience expired. Secure them all. Begin extraction immediately. Armed guards advanced while technicians prepared neural interface equipment. Morrigan signaled Shadow Pack members to surround the ceremonial circle, preventing escape. Nathan, Ahia called to his brother. You've seen their true intentions now. This isn't protection. It's exploitation. Choose your side. Nathan hesitated. Centuries of brotherhood warring with recent allegiances. His gaze shifted between Valeria's cold calculation and Morrigan's predatory anticipation. Elenita approached him directly. Eleanor didn't just hide knowledge. She protected both bloodlines, including yours. The third state isn't salvation, but destruction. Something shifted in Nathan's expression. Recognition of deeper truth. Without warning, he moved with shifter speed, disabling nearest guards and equipment. Nathan! Valeria's shock quickly hardened to fury. You betray everything we've built! I'm preventing catastrophe, he countered, rejoining his brother. Something you would understand if you valued life beyond its utility. Morgan's patience evaporated. Enough human drama. Take the female. Extract what we need. Shadow Pack members launched coordinated attack as Valeria's team opened fire. Ceremonial grounds erupted in chaos. Gunfire, shifting forms, tribal. Defenders engaging multiple threats. Elenita found herself at battle's center, Eleanor's knowledge making her primary target for both Valeria and Morrigan. Ahia and Nathan fought back to back, brothers reunited against common enemies. Through. Combat chaos, Ojin pulled Elenita toward ceremonial circle's center. The counter equation must be activated. You and Ahia together. How? She demanded, ducking gunfire. Blood bond under moonlight, he explained urgently. The knowledge activates when bloodlines reunite consciously. Understanding what? Must be done, Elenita called to Ahia. He fought toward her, Nathan covering his movement. Morrigan, sensing their intention, abandoned subtlety. Her form distorted further, shadows condensing around her as she accessed forbidden abilities, gained through corrupted rituals. Not quite void form, but approaching its boundaries. The knowledge is mine, she howled, voice distorting beyond human parameters. She lunged toward Elenita with impossible speed. Nathan intercepted, taking devastating impact meant for his brother. The collision sent him crashing through ceremonial stones. Nathan! Ahia's anguished cry cut through battle noise. Reaching her, Ahia pulled Elenita to Circle's center, where moonlight pooled most intensely. Ojin began urgent incantation, ancient words activating ceremonial ground's latent energies. Blood to blood, memory to memory, Ojin instructed, producing ceremonial blade. Understanding, they each sliced their palms, clasping hands as blood mingled. The effect was instantaneous, electromagnetic pulse radiating outward as separate knowledge fragments reunited across bloodlines. Elenita gasped as complete understanding flooded her consciousness. Eleanor's counter-equation merging with protective knowledge carried in Ahia's lineage. The cipherstone's true nature revealed itself, not transcendence, but dimensional, fracturing that would ultimately consume both user and reality around them. Morrigan howled in rage, sensing activation. She abandoned all pretense of humanoid form, shadows coalescing around her as she accessed forbidden pathways toward void. Form. Stop her, Ojin shouted. She attempts transition. Valeria, witnessing the transformation, finally comprehended true danger. Her scientific certainty shattered as Morrigan's form began violating fundamental physical laws, matter converting to energy, dimensional boundaries thinning around her. Shut everything down, Valeria commanded her team. Full retreat. Too late. Morrigan's partial transition created unstable energy vortex. Shadow matter swirled around her, reality distorting as she drew power from dimensional barriers weakened by her transformation attempt. The counter equation, Elenita gasped, knowledge crystallizing. It must be projected through shifter consciousness, both bloodlines united. Ahia nodded understanding. Still clasping hands, they entered synchronized shift, not to wolf, form but balanced midpoint where human consciousness and shifter energy merged perfectly. Together, they projected counter-equation through combined bloodline connection, mathematical certainty made manifest through genetic memory and ceremonial ground amplification. Energy wave collided with Morrigan's distortion field. For a moment, opposing forces battled. Corruption versus balance, void versus substance, then equilibrium reasserted. Dimensional boundaries stabilizing as counter-equation neutralized void-form pathways. Morrigan's scream transcended sound as her partial transition collapsed. Shadow matter imploded around her, drawing her consciousness into dimensional pocket, neither destroyed nor triumphant, but contained. As energy dissipated, battlefield cleared, Valeria's team retreating into forest, remaining Shadow Pack members fleeing without their leader. Only the wounded remained, including Nathan, grievously injured but alive. Exhausted, Elenita collapsed against Ahia. The blood bond remained active, thoughts and memories flowing freely between them. Through their connection, she witnessed centuries of his existence, understanding finally the full weight of immortality and responsibility he carried. Dawn approached as tribal members tended wounded. Nathan, stabilized by Ojin's treatment, regarded his brother with new understanding. I believed technology offered better protection, he admitted weakly. That adaptation through science would prevent what we just witnessed. Some knowledge isn't meant for exploitation, Ahia replied, clasping his brother's hand. Balance requires restraint, not advancement. Elenita, processing Eleanor's fully integrated memories, understood her great-grandmother's choices with perfect clarity. The separation had been necessary. Knowledge too dangerous to preserve intact, but too important to destroy completely. What happens now? She asked O-Jin as healing herbs were applied to her injuries. The counter equation remains active within your combined bloodlines, he explained. A living safeguard against future attempts to access void form. And Morrigan? Contained between dimensions, he replied grimly. Not destroyed but imprisoned by mathematical certainty. For now. As medical teams Ahia summoned arrived, by helicopter, Elenita confronted new reality. Her corporate existence seemed distant, yet not irrelevant. Skills developed there would serve different purpose now. Valeria had escaped with research and partial understanding. Dangerous combination. That would require vigilance. Remaining shadow packs would seek alternative paths to power. The counter equation provided temporary solution, but not permanent resolution. Standing at forest's edge as sunrise painted sky in amber hues matching her eyes, Elenita felt transformation, extending beyond physical. Identity evolving to encompass both human ambition and shifter heritage. Ahia joined her, wounds already healing through shifter regeneration. Their blood bond had stabilized, connection remaining active, though muted without direct contact. Eleanor knew this moment would come, she told him. Not specifically, but generally, bloodlines reuniting to confront corruption. She made impossible choice, he acknowledged. Separation to ensure eventual reunion under right conditions. Looking toward New York skyline visible in far distance, Elenita considered implications of her awakening, corporate resources, shifter abilities, ancestral knowledge. Combined, they offered unique position to monitor threats like Valeria and protect both worlds. I won't abandon my company, she stated, but priorities have changed. Integration? Not separation, Ahia agreed. Modern problems require both perspectives, Nathan approached slowly, supported by tribal members. Centuries of estrangement dissolved by shared battle. Valeria retreated to secondary research facility, he reported. She'll regroup, analyze what happened here. Her ambition hasn't diminished. Then we prepare, Elenita decided, using every resource available, corporate, ancestral, and supernatural. As helicopter departed carrying wounded toward medical facilities, Elenita embraced both past and future. Eleanor's sacrifice had created possibility for balance, not through knowledge destruction, but through conscious guardianship across generations. The amulet at her throat pulsed once more with amber light, responding to her acceptance of heritage and responsibility. Within its ancient design, patterns shifted subtly, reflecting new configuration of knowledge now safely distributed between reunited bloodlines, destiny. Transformation required adaptation. 3 months after ceremonial ground confrontation, Elenita navigated dual existences with increasing fluidity. Corporate boardrooms by day, forest runs with Ahia's pack by moonlight, separate worlds gradually integrating through her determination. Rhodes Innovations Manhattan headquarters underwent subtle renovations, specialized glass filtering specific light frequencies, security upgrades detecting shifter energies, subterranean facilities accommodating pack members requiring urban sanctuary. In her penthouse office overlooking the city, Elenita reviewed quarterly projections with Marcus, now trusted with partial knowledge of her heritage. Blackwell Enterprises' acquisition proceeds smoothly, Marcus reported. Nathan's cooperation eliminates expected resistance. And the Marchand situation? She inquired, examining documents on specialized screens shielded from surveillance. Marcus frowned. Valeria's gone underground. Her foundation continues public research, but intelligence suggests private facilities operating in multiple countries. focused on shifter genetics? Among other things, he displayed classified reports, military contracts through Shell, companies, specialized containment systems, personnel with backgrounds in dimensional physics. Elenita absorbed the information, Eleanor's memories providing context beyond human analysis. Since activating the counter equation, her cognitive abilities had expanded, pattern recognition enhanced by ancestral knowledge integration. She's seeking alternative paths to what Morrigan attempted, she concluded. The void form remains her objective, just through different methodology. Their discussion was interrupted by Ahia's arrival. Despite corporate attire, his presence radiated primal energy that had initially discomforted her executive team. Now they simply accepted his frequent appearances, officially as merger partner, unofficially as something deeper. Nathan secured the remaining Shadow Pack territories, he reported once Marcus departed. Those loyal to Morrigan have scattered, but remnants consolidate under new leadership. Identity confirmed? Lysander, Ahia confirmed. Ancient bloodline, corrupted during European purges centuries ago. Less mystical than Morrigan, more strategic. He's modernizing their approach. Corporate fronts, political connections, technological integration. Elenita processed this information, against known patterns. More dangerous in some ways. Morrigan's mysticism made her predictable. Lysander adapts. Their conversation shifted as sunlight waned. Beyond windows, Manhattan transformed from business hub to glittering nightscape. Within Elenita, similar transformation occurred. Corporate focus yielding to heightened shifter senses as daylight diminished. Ojin arrives tonight, Ahia noted, observing her subtle physiological changes. The elders believe it's time. For full integration ceremony, she acknowledged. I'm ready. Unlike initial awakening, integration ceremony would permanently stabilize her dual nature, allowing conscious control regardless of lunar cycles, while solidifying blood bond with Ahia. Personal choice with strategic implications. Later that night, private helicopter transported them to Adirondack Estate, rebuilt and enhanced since attack. Security systems incorporated both technological and mystical protections. Ojin's traditional knowledge complementing modern countermeasures. Nathan greeted them in Great Hall, physical recovery complete though psychological healing continued. Betrayal of Pak, followed by redemption, had left him introspective, committed to reconciliation. Perimeter secured, he reported. Tribal. Elders arrived at sunset. Ceremony preparations complete. Elenita sensed tension beneath his composure. What aren't you telling us? Valeria attempted contact, he admitted. Unofficial channels, offering research partnership without previous complications. Ahia's expression darkened. Her definition of complications being attempted murder. She's desperate, Elenita analyzed. Her partial understanding of counter-equation effects creates dangerous knowledge gaps. She needs bloodline access. I declined, Nathan confirmed, but her persistence suggests alternative approaches forthcoming. Their discussion continued while Elenita prepared for ceremony, donning traditional garments Ojian had commissioned, leather, and fabric incorporating corporate symbolism alongside tribal patterns, representing integrated identity. Under rising full moon, ceremonial grounds glowed with both traditional fire and subtle technological enhancements, sensors monitoring dimensional stability while ancient symbols channeled natural energies. Ojin, now using advanced medical, supports alongside traditional remedies, directed final preparations. Other tribal elders positioned themselves at cardinal points, creating balanced energy field. Integration is rarer than awakening, he explained to assembled pack members. Most shifters experience separation between human and wolf aspects, distinct states with consciousness divided. Elenita and Ahia stood at circle's center, surrounded by combined packs. Nathan took position as secondary witness, traditional role symbolizing lineage continuity. Through bloodline convergence, Ojin continued, perfect integration becomes possible. Human intellect and shifter instinct unified rather than alternating. What Eleanor and Ahia might have achieved before separation was forced upon them. As ceremony began, Elenita focused on dual aspects within herself, corporate strategist and awakened shifter, rational analysis and instinctual awareness. Rather than choosing between them, integration would unify these seemingly contradictory natures. Ceremonial flames intensified as tribal elders channeled energy into central circle. Ojin presented sacred herbs and modern compounds developed. Through Nathan's research, chemical catalysts enhancing neural pathways between human consciousness and shifter physiology. What was divided shall merge, Ojin intoned. What was sequential shall become simultaneous. Elenita and Ahia consumed offered substances, their blood bond intensifying immediately. Through enhanced connection, she accessed centuries of his memories while he experienced her modernized perspective, knowledge flowing bidirectionally. Physiological transformation began subtly, cellular structures reorganizing to accommodate dual-state existence. Unlike conventional shifting between forms, integration created stable quantum superposition, human and wolf aspects coexisting simultaneously at subatomic level. Through intensifying connection, Elenita accessed deeper genetic memory, beyond Eleanor to earlier ancestors, witnessing evolution of shifter lineages through millennia. She observed diversification of supernatural species, emergence of shadow packs through corruption, centuries of conflict between balanced and distorted expressions of primal energy. Most significantly, she witnessed origin of void form concept, not natural evolution, but deliberate corruption introduced by ancient entities seeking access to human reality through dimensional weaknesses. The Cipher Stone hadn't been discovery but invasion tool, disguised as transcendence. As this revelation crystallized, ceremonial energies peaked. The counter-equation activated through their combined bloodlines pulsed outward, creating momentary, dimensional transparency. Through this window, Elenita glimpsed what Eleanor had protected them from. Vast consciousness beyond conventional reality, prevented from manifestation by mathematical certainty embedded in shifter bloodlines. Integration completed with molecular reconfiguration stabilizing. Elenita remained outwardly human, but fundamentally transformed. Shifter abilities accessible without physical change, senses permanently enhanced, neural pathways operating simultaneously, rather than alternating between states. Ahia experienced similar transformation, centuries of shifting condensed into quantum stability. Their blood bond transcended physical connection, creating permanent telepathic link, strengthened by proximity but functional across distance. As ceremonial energies dissipated, Ojin approached with ancient amulet, twin to one Elenita already possessed. Paired protections, separated when Eleanor departed, he explained. Reunited through your integration. Combining amulets created unexpected reaction. Amber stones aligning perfectly, revealing microscopic equations etched within crystalline structures. Complete counter-equation made physically manifest. Final safeguard, Nathan recognized, examining combined amulets. Activation key for counter-equation if dimensional barriers weaken. Ceremony concluded with traditional celebrations, pack members acknowledging new stability within leadership. Corporate and primal aspects no longer competed, but complemented through integration. Later, reviewing security footage from Manhattan headquarters, Elenita detected anomaly, subtle energy signature indicating shifter presence unaccounted for in authorized personnel. Infiltration, Ahia confirmed, enhanced senses analyzing. Data patterns. Recent but professionally executed. Lysander testing defenses, Nathan suggested, or Valeria employing shifter assets. Retrieving specialized tablet, Elenita accessed secured systems revealing broader pattern. Similar energy signatures at research facilities, government installations, and technological centers globally. Coordinated surveillance, she concluded. They're mapping resources, identifying weaknesses. For what purpose? Nathan questioned. Through integrated consciousness, Elenita perceived connections invisible to conventional analysis. Pattern recognition enhanced by shifter intuition and corporate strategic thinking operating simultaneously. The dimensional disruption during Morrigan's attempt created ripple effects, she explained, displaying quantum measurements across timeline. Barrier weaknesses previously contained now exhibit expansion characteristics. Lysander wouldn't risk void form transition after witnessing Morrigan's failure, Ahia observed. Not transition, Elenita corrected. Invitation. If barriers can't be breached from within, perhaps they can be opened from without. Understanding crystallized horribly. Lysander and Valeria pursued complementary objectives. Her scientific approach combined with his corrupted mysticism created methodology Morrigan had lacked. We need to consolidate resources, Ahia decided. All packs, all territories. Beyond that, Elenita added. Corporate assets, governmental connections, technological capabilities, integrated response requiring both worlds. Nathan accessed secure communications, alerting allied packs while Elenita initiated corporate protocols, emergency acquisitions, resource reallocations, personnel reassignments, all filtered through specialized algorithms concealing supernatural implications. Before implementation completed, perimeter alarms activated. Security feeds showed multiple breaches, coordinated teams with both military precision and shifter capabilities approaching from all directions. Valeria's forces, Nathan confirmed, recognizing tactical formations. And Lysander's, Ahia added, identifying shifter energy signatures. Not attacking, Elenita noted, analyzing approach vectors. Containing. They don't want access. They're preventing departure. Understanding their intention, Ahia activated emergency protocols. They're after the amulets. Physical manifestation of counter-equation. Ojin joined them in command. Center. Ancient wisdom complementing technological assessment. Ceremonial energies revealed what was hidden. They sensed dimensional window during integration. Security feeds showed attackers establishing perimeter. Advanced weapons designed for shifter incapacitation, alongside corrupted pack members accessing shadow abilities. Evacuation routes compromised, Nathan reported, displaying tactical overview. Rather than retreat, Elenita accessed integrated consciousness, corporate strategy and shifter instinct providing unique perspective. They expect defense or escape. We attack instead. We're outnumbered, Nathan objected. But not outmatched, she countered. Integration provides capabilities they can't anticipate. Through enhanced blood bond, she shared tactical concept with Ahia, not conventional confrontation, but asymmetric response utilizing integration advantages. He understood immediately, adapting centuries of combat experience to new paradigm. Nathan, coordinate pack defense, Ahia directed. Conventional response, visible and expected. Elenita and I implement alternative approach. While Nathan mobilized defensive forces, Elenita and Ahia accessed hidden facility beneath the state, specialized chamber designed for emergencies. Within it, prototype technology developed through Rhodes Innovations research, paired with traditional artifacts, preserved by Blackwell lineage. Eleanor anticipated this, Elenita realized. Accessing genetic memory. Not specifically, but conceptually. Integration followed by immediate challenge. She separated bloodlines to ensure eventual reunion under proper conditions. Ahia confirmed. Integration not for personal benefit, but preparation for greater conflict. Above, battle commenced. Pack members engaging attackers while Nathan implemented planned defensive strategies. The expected response created crucial distraction. Within secured chamber, Elenita and Ahia activated combined technologies, quantum resonators amplifying dimensional stability while ceremonial artifacts channeled bloodline-specific energies. Together, they created localized field reinforcing, counter-equation effects. Not just defense, Elenita explained as systems synchronized. Revelation. Through integrated consciousness, they projected combined awareness outward, not attacking Valeria's forces or Lysander's corrupted shifters directly, but revealing what awaited beyond dimensional barriers their efforts would weaken. Enhanced neural networks transmitted precise images, the entities seeking access, their true intentions, consequences of successful breach. Not transcendence, but consumption. Not evolution, but annihilation. The effect rippled through attacking forces, human mercenaries experiencing sudden clarity about employers' objectives, corrupted shifters recognizing deception behind promised rewards. Valeria herself, directing operations from secured vehicle, received unexpected transmission. Mathematical proof demonstrating inevitable outcomes of her research. Not theoretical, but certainty, projected directly into her consciousness through integration field. Lysander, more resistant through corruption, nonetheless found shadow abilities suddenly transparent, the source of his gifts revealed as parasitic rather than evolutionary, dimensional entities consuming rather than enhancing their hosts. Combat paused as revelation spread. Some attackers retreated immediately. Others hesitated as understanding penetrated conditioned responses. Truth is weapon, Ojin observed from command center, watching tactical displays. More effective than force. Not all opposition dissipated. Dedicated. Mercenaries continued mission despite revelations, while deeply corrupted shifters remained committed through addiction to shadow energies. Yet coordinated assault fragmented into disorganized skirmishes. With attackers disoriented, Nathan implemented counterattack, non-lethal where possible, eliminating immediate threats while securing retreating opponents for deprogramming. Elenita and Ahia maintained integration field, selective targeting protecting allies while revealing truth to enemies. Through enhanced bond, they functioned as unified consciousness. Centuries of his experience merged with her innovative thinking. As battle concluded, Valeria's vehicle retreated beyond estate boundaries. Final transmission captured her voice. This isn't finished. Some truths can be reinterpreted. Lysander disappeared completely, neither captured nor confirmed retreating, his energy signature vanishing from monitoring systems. More concerning than explicit threat, his absence suggested adaptation rather than defeat. Aftermath brought assessment and reconstruction. Injured received treatment, combining traditional healing and advanced medical technology. Security systems underwent comprehensive enhancement, incorporating lessons from infiltration. Most significantly, integration field technology demonstrated scalability, potential for wider implementation, protecting vulnerable locations from dimensional weakening. 1 week later, Elenita addressed combined councils, corporate board members, and PAC leaders, assembled in specially designed conference facility accommodating both worlds. Integration isn't merely personal state but strategic philosophy, she explained, presenting implementation plans. Corporate resources supporting traditional territories, PAC networks securing business assets, technologies enhanced through ancestral knowledge. Nathan, now officially bridging business and supernatural realms, outlined specific programs. Clean energy initiatives preserving sacred lands, medical research incorporating traditional healing, security systems respecting territorial boundaries while providing modern protection. We don't abandon separation where necessary, he emphasized. Privacy and tradition remain essential, but strategic integration provides strength against common threats. Ahia presented intelligence assessments, Valeria reorganizing resources. Under deeper cover, Lysander consolidating surviving shadow packs with new discipline. Dimensional weaknesses monitored through combined technologies. We face prolonged conflict, he acknowledged. Not conventional war, but persistent opposition from multiple directions. Neither complete victory nor absolute defeat likely in immediate future. As councils deliberated implementation specifics, Elenita and Ahia stepped onto observation. Deck overlooking Manhattan skyline. Through enhanced senses, They perceived beyond visible spectrum, energy flows throughout urban landscape, hidden connections between seemingly separate systems, potential vulnerabilities requiring protection. Eleanor couldn't have anticipated specific threats, Elenita reflected. But she understood fundamental pattern, separation creating weakness, integration providing resilience. She made necessary sacrifice, Ahia replied. Memories of past love now acknowledged rather than suppressed. Personal happiness exchanged for future possibility. Through blood bond, they shared deeper understanding, not just tactical considerations, but philosophical recognition. Integration offered more than survival advantage or operational efficiency. It provided evolutionary pathway between rigid separation and corrupted merging. The amulets they wore, now permanently bonded through ceremonial energies, represented physical manifestation of this principle, distinct components stronger through connection rather than assimilation. We maintain constant vigilance, Elenita decided, watching night descend over city. But vigilance without paranoia, strength without corruption, adaptation without loss of essential nature. As darkness completed its transition, their integrated perception revealed what remained hidden to conventional awareness, the world existing between states, neither entirely material nor completely spiritual, where shifter heritage originated and continued evolving despite modern complexities. Through this enhanced perception, they recognized truth Eleanor had protected through separation and sacrifice. Evolution occurred not through transcending nature, but through honoring its complexity, not by abandoning limitations, but by understanding their purpose. The counter equation manifested not merely as mathematical formula, but as living philosophy. Balance maintained through conscious choice rather than imposed restriction. New moon rose above city skyline, completing lunar cycle begun during integration ceremony. Within their unified consciousness, ancient wisdom and modern insight converged into singular awareness, past informing present while present transformed future.